Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the show. I am your host, Dean, back here on RPN. Yes, brought to you by TLBTalk.com. Our sponsor is TLBTalk.com. Okay, I guess we're getting started here. Oh boy. Got a show for you today. By the way, phone lines are open. Need some feedback here. You guys want to talk? Instead of just hearing me rant by myself the entire time, you guys can call in. Call in the local number. Call in the... Well, the local number is better. Actually, call the 512 number. If you don't have it, well, damn it, get on board. Alright. Let's have a discussion. Talk about what you want to talk about tonight. I don't know. I definitely want to cover what's been happening. I don't think anybody else has been talking about it. So I might as well start off with this information. As a matter of fact, we got three little clips here just to start the show off with a different coverage of the same incident happening three different times over the past month. These aren't the same story, just the same stuff is happening three different times. So, Julie, if you could get those running sequentially for me, that would be a great start.
As we come on at 10 o'clock on this Sunday night, we have breaking news. A few hours ago, protesters for a planned public safety training center in DeKalb County clashed with law enforcement, with police. This is along Key Road in DeKalb County. Heavy plumes of smoke could be seen billowing, and there have been reports of gunfire at this location as well. We want to get straight to 11 Alive's Dawn White with more on this fast-developing story. Dawn, it's all yours.
Well, Jeff, just about an hour ago, we saw more SWAT vehicles and police cars coming down this road here, and they went to my left. That is where we saw the heavy plumes of smoke coming up. And also to my right, we have been hearing what sounds like rounds of gunshots throughout the day. Let's take a look at some video that we shot earlier today. A law enforcement source tells me chaos erupted after almost 150 protesters torched construction equipment and threw rocks and Molotov cocktails at police. The protesters say the future Atlanta Public Safety Training Center, they call that Cop City. We saw everything from SWAT and police vehicles to fire engines and thick smoke along Key Road Southeast. And the smell of heavy smoke filled the air. The DeKalb County Fire spokesperson tells me they have several engines here on standby. And right now, Key Road Southeast remains shut down. We are waiting right now to get more information from police. And as soon as we get that, we will bring that to you on air. And online.
As we come on at 10
o'clock, tell the police. That's our top story tonight at 10. I'm Eric Perry. These are just some of the images that our cameras were able to capture as the events were happening. Fox 5 reporter Kim Loeffler has been at the site for hours. Kim, have there been any arrests? And I know at one point you thought you might have heard gunshots.
Well, we did see two people in handcuffs right in the area where we are right now. That was about an hour or so ago. So certainly does appear that arrests have been made. The access to the site is still blocked off and no one is being let into that area. Now, here is what we know. There is a music festival that's being held here today as part of a week of action against the proposed Cop City campus. The protests were supposed to be peaceful, but we're told from a GPS trooper earlier this afternoon, some protesters began throwing rocks and sticks, and at least one Molotov cocktail was also thrown at police. At least one construction vehicle was set on fire as well. The protesters then scattered into the woods. Now, this scene is eerily similar to what we witnessed when a protest turned into a violent riot in downtown Atlanta. Businesses damaged and a police vehicle set on fire back on January 21st. And tonight, just a couple of hours ago, we did hear what sounded like gunfire, but police have not confirmed that information with us, though. Now, again, no one is being let onto the site, but we are told that anyone who is still inside is able to exit the area. We also are still waiting for an official update from police. We are not sure if that is going to come through tonight, though, but of course, we will keep you updated as we learn more. That's the latest from here. But for now, we'll send it back to you.
Yeah, Kim, just a very quick question for you. How far are you from the actual event? How far are they keeping you away and the media away from where everything is happening?
Well, we are right on the outside road here, and all of the main roads leading into the site are blocked off. So they're certainly keeping us at a little bit of a distance from where all of the activity was occurring a little bit earlier today.
All right, Kim Loeffler, thanks so much.
Oh, okay. That's all right. I don't know if anybody can hear me. I can't ever keep this headset unmuted. All right, so three different instances, even though we couldn't hear the last one. So you have a time period of a month ago, 3 weeks ago, and then a little over a week ago. Now, I had to dig for these. Why? Why did I have to dig for these stories? Why is this like not number one on any of my feeds, any of my social networks or my YouTube? Why? Why are they trying to bury this? Well, I mean, this is the supposed building of Cop City in Atlanta, right? Why is this not the number one story? I mean, this is bigger than Trump. Because the government doesn't want you to know that they're the New World Order. This is going to be the, you know, Cop City. This is going to be the prototype for the police state for the rest of the country. They have all the intelligence places put in. There's a installation in every state, a fusion center in every state. All right, they have the NSA, CIA, little mini versions of them now in every state, at least one, if not two, if not three. So now it's just to get that New World Order militarized police to complement these fusion centers. This is major boots on the ground. After Cop City, Atlanta goes up, there's going to be one in every major city in the United States. Okay, this is, again, the militarized police. This is what I believe Alex Jones has done some documentaries concerning this, where he warned us. Okay? Why won't they let this story get any bigger than it is? Because we have militiamen, we have minutemen on the ground. Because the British are coming, the British are coming. We the people don't want to be oppressed. I mean, it's only natural. If they could, I mean, they would make it look like, oh, you know, here are a few black criminals who are assaulting police. And that'd be like the biggest story. This justifies why we need the police. But they can't spin it that way because there are entire organized events, organized protests, entire organized, it's basically warfare at this point. Rocks, sticks, it's been gunfire, shots traded off, back and forth. Okay, shots. Shots fired. It's a war zone. Right? And smack dab in the middle of America. They don't want you to get any information off. They don't want you to be inspired by this. If they could, they would have. If it weren't for the smoke, the fires, the people in Atlanta themselves. I mean, Atlanta's one of the major cities in the U.S. A damn train wreck has gotten more national and global attention, which is actually, I kind of really think that's why they derailed this damn train, is to get people's attention off of what's happening in Atlanta. Because people are fighting. Not just anybody, but black people have gotten together and organized. They don't want America to see that we can get together and actually organize. Because this is not Black Lives Matters. No. No, not at all. This is not BLM. This is genuine black people knowing of probably the second, well, I don't want to say second, but just another wave of persecution and enslavement that's coming their way. And, you know, we're supposed to be hush-hush about it. No, hell no. This is a shining example of what it means to be American. To be a citizen of the United States. And they want to keep it hush. Local Atlanta news, I mean, there's nothing as big going on, so of course we're going to get actual Atlanta news from Atlanta sources. I actually am subscribed to 11 Alive. That's the Atlanta news station. I've been subscribed to them at least for a couple of years now, because some wild stuff happens there. I like to know what's going on, you know, especially since that's a large center of where, you know, black people live. So that's the only reason why I know about it. I'm subscribed to Atlanta 11 Alive TV station. I'm subscribed to their channel. If any of you have heard about the stuff happening in Cop City, I mean, call in. Let's talk about it. But as far as I can see, they tried to black this out as much as humanly possible. I really want people, I mean, people kept going to Standing Rock. People kept going to, you know, different pipelines. Now, this is the place where people need to be. People need to, you got nothing better to do, you want to protest, forget BLM, forget, you know, forget everything else. Get your butt out to Atlanta and shut this place down. That's what you guys should be doing. All right, we're going to come up to our first break here. Then we're going to take, we're going to do a short segment. Then we'll take another break. You guys know the formula. So stay tuned. Be right back. Thank you.
which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
And we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN in defense of the Republic.
Biden's budget proposal is out. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Liberty Lighthouse Wellness, my brand new Made in America supplement line. Find them in the shop at liberty-lighthouse.com. President Biden's budget suggests increasing the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%, ensuring that, quote, large corporations pay their fair share, end quote. The administration estimates this would generate $1.326 trillion in revenue. Sure, increasing corporate tax might raise federal revenue. It also might cause corporations to fire employees to make up the difference. A 7% increase in corporate tax may also cause the cost of everything that you buy to go up by 7%. After all, an inconvenient truth is that only consumers pay taxes. Biden is also attempting to roll back part of the Trump tax cuts. And remember that promise? No tax increases for anyone earning less than $400,000. Well, we all knew it was a lie, but rolling back a cut is the same thing as an increase. Hopefully, the House of Representatives won't take the $6.8 trillion budget proposal seriously. Ah, crap. That means all of our hope lies in Kevin McCarthy's hands. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this past Shem. Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Destroy every single one of you. You better watch it, cause he's looking for your ass now. Better lock all your doors, shut the house down. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He was born pissed and he's ready to slice. His reality ain't like yours and mine. He can shed blood, I hope it ain't mine. He don't give a fuck if you're crying for help. He was born blind in the chambers of hell. Satan gave this homeboy a license to kill. And
yeah, I tell you what, come knock at my door. I'm definitely going to show you the deal. This is, I can't express how important this is. And this is going to be, if it does go down in history books, this is going to go down as, you know, a bunch of criminals. And vehicles and construction vehicles being vandalized, pack hooligans, this sort of thing. But this is democracy at work. This is democracy. The corrupt government didn't listen to the people as they said, no, we want our money to go to something more useful. Okay. The entire city said it. No, this is a waste of money. We don't want a cop training facility here. We don't want it. That was voiced in earnest by the majority of the population. government said, well, we're doing it anyways. Forget what you say. So, the First Amendment failed, right? Absolutely failed. So, now we have a 1.5 actions. That's what I call a 1.5. Where most people are using, you know, rocks and sticks. Hadn't quite graduated to guns, but in some instances, yes, there have been shootouts. So, Second Amendment is being used right now. For the first time. Can you believe it, guys? This is why they don't want this. They can derail all the trains that they want to try to cover this up. In the mainstream media, they can flood you with news about Elon. They're going to flood you with everything. I truly believe this is why they're on Donald's case so bad. I mean, they got nothing on Donald Trump. Nothing. But as long as they can keep him in the news to help cover up the situation... Because they don't want this to spark anywhere else in the country. We got a 1.5 to Second Amendment actions going on here. I can say this is the first, right? This is the first time a group of people, not just one or two shooters, one or two active shooters or whatever, or a gang shootout. No, this is the first time in American history where people got together with Molotovs and guns and said no to the government and it's gone to war. This is what the New World Order Democrats have been afraid of. People are just not even understanding the magnitude. People are so, I don't want to say dumbed down, but people are so weighed down in their perception that they don't realize what is actually going on. This is historical, it's monumental. Imagine if the British had television, had media, had internet back in the day. You think the Minutemen, you think that would have been covered as a war? Or just some ruffians and vagrants vandalizing, dumping tea, vandalizing, and just being amoral in their actions. I think the colonies would have been controlled had they had widespread media. We would have never broke away from the British. But yeah, now that we've got this Second Amendment, we're fighting for our freedoms in Atlanta, you're not going to hear about it. Shame. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a break. Stay right there. Right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Good Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All right. Yeah. So I'm more worked up than usual here. Almost to the point I had a loss for words. I will be talking about this more and more. As a matter of fact, I would love to do a deep dive into what's going on over there, see who's been arrested. I would love to have at least find a lawyer for these guys. And we can have the actual first child defense based on the Second Amendment. Your Honor, not guilty by way of the Second Amendment. Using the Second Amendment because you're corrupt. We said no. We didn't want a cop station. We didn't want a cop city. We said no. You did it anyways. You took our money and built it anyways. That warrants the use of the Second Amendment. Just to see that for the first time, that would mean taking America back. It really would. Okay. These government institutions. I mean, I don't want to keep harping on this. I've got other material, but we already had Agenda 2021. Okay, that's to herd all or as many people as they can out of the country and into the big cities, right? Where they can control the supply lines and therefore control the people. You know, the government's actually pushed a lot of people off their lands. A lot of people over the past two decades. Pushed them off their lands illegally. Whether it's because of some kind of mineral rights or sending in what we call black widows. All right, I've covered stuff like that. Women going in marrying these older guys. They croak just to give the property over to the government. There's 100 different operations in which people have lost their property and it ends up in the hands of the government. Okay. So, yeah, what's left? Your children have to get a job in the inner cities just to pay rent to live in a small box known as an apartment instead of getting their inheritance. There's so many... anyways, I see a dystopian mega city. If this cop city gets built, and if it's finished, and you get the same kind of quality cops that you have, that we've already had, it's going to be a real mega dystopian city. And it's going to get bad. It's not going to stop drugs because, you know, the cops are protecting major drug dealers anyways, right? Getting their cut. It's not going to stop the prostitution. Because that whole thing, you know, you have these sex workers rotating in and out of jail, being informants, some of them. A lot of them hooked on the drugs from the drug dealers that are being protected by the police. I mean, I see all the problems happening. Teachers protesting. You know, that's only going to serve to dumb down the population. Nobody's going to have a real education. Not the general population, especially as the criteria gets, the school curriculum gets totally warped. Taking out all black history. Critical race theory. Yeah, you know, it's... the thing is... I don't want to say white supremacists, but I was thinking... So, like, conservatives are afraid that they're going to be looked at as the bad guys and black people are going to be so angry at them. Oh, you know, they're the evil ones. But Really? The real... You're looking at the back of the coin. Look at the front of the coin. The only thing that's going to do is to teach minorities that, okay, if whites are evil and they're the controllers, well, we might as well fall in line because there's no justice. That's what, and nobody wants to acknowledge this or admit this, but that's what critical race theory is really all about. Okay, yes, the white overlords are evil. But since they're evil, they're not going to face justice. White overlords control everything. We might as well not even say anything. We might as well just conform. We might as well just be slaves. That's what nobody wants to look at. That's the part that nobody wants to acknowledge. I wish people would look at the whole thing. Conservatives, the least you're aware is you know, a backlash. I mean, if you're in the same tax bracket, I don't think you got to worry about a bunch of black people hunting you down in mobs. That's absolutely ridiculous. That's what they want you to think because you're not educated. And they want you to be scared. They want you to be scared for your white privilege. You know, you're being mind controlled just like everybody else. You ain't got enough sense to look at it. But there's going to be a lot of problems. And it's just the beginning. Once we get this dystopian megacity style of society going, Atlanta is ground zero for this. Everybody talks about the New World Order. Everybody talks about Agenda 2030 or 2021, whatever agenda. Everybody talks about it, but it's here now. It is absolutely here now. We got. Oh boy, I don't know. I'm just getting frustrated with this. We got a clip on Biden here. I want to hear what Forbes, and Forbes is on fire too, by the way. If you guys want to stay hip to the political news without having to watch C-SPAN and long 30-minute, you know, Fox News segments, go to Forbes channel. The best 5-minute clips. Just to get you caught up with everything. You can go through a series of them just to just know what's happening with any part of our government. So if you would, Julie, please play this Biden on budget, please.
Training, more support for law enforcement at a time when they're expected to play many roles. We expect our cops to be social workers. We accept them to be psychologists, mental health counselors. You know, more cops are killed responding to domestic violence calls than anything else. Do you know that? Well, folks, I don't want to defund them. They need more help. We don't expect a cop to be everything from a psychologist to a counselor. These departments need more investment in this kind of help. And we're going to fund proven strategies for accountable and effective community policing so cops know the communities they serve. And the communities know them. We got to get cops back on the street. Back on the street in the communities they know. Where they know the people, where they stop in and they know the guy who owns the liquor store. They know the preacher who runs the local school, the local ministry. They know the person who runs the local grocery store. When we did that in the Biden crime bill, crime just plummeted because they know folks. I remember I was in Wilmington. My son used to be the attorney general of the state of Delaware. And he'd have his folks go out and knock on the doors. And there was a lady who called who lived on 4th Street in an area that's kind of tough. She was had rented one of these old Victorian homes, you know, the kind that have a outcropping on the corner of the... And she could hear the gangs below getting ready to do what they're going to do. But she's scared to death to call anybody because she knows if they found out it was her, they'd be back. So my son made sure the cops gave their phone numbers to the people in the neighborhood with a commitment they'd never say where they got the information. And guess what? Violent crime dropped because she could pick up the phone and call and say, they're outside. I can hear them. They're talking about this we're going to do. Cops need help. There's some bad cops, by the way. What we did, my Justice Department just did in Louisville, Kentucky, was long overdue to put those suckers in jail. And by the way, how many cops you know like bad cops? I don't know, Manny. Not a joke. We're going to provide 100,000 more community policing officers nationwide and invest in tens of thousands of more school nurses and school counselors and mental health help. So, folks.
NYPD.
No, continue. Go ahead. Or was that it? Okay. you know, whenever he starts, you know, hey, guy. Hey, Jack. You know a bunch of BS is about to come out of his mouth. I mean, pure concentrated BS. Can you see the mind job that's happening here? I mean, what a total mind job. First of all, he's making it sound like it's a war out there. He's making it seem like cops are being killed every day. It's a rarity that a cop dies on duty. Okay, it's not an everyday occurrence. There are more cops killing civilians than anything. It's an epidemic of cops killing citizens. Okay? For one or two cops that die every year, I don't have any sympathy for. Sorry. You're not going to sell that crap to me. Okay, it's a dangerous job. Why is it a dangerous job? Because cops don't de-escalate. They aggravate. Okay? I mean, what a load of hot garbage. That's hot garbage right there. But that 100,000 more cops across the nation. Ooh, when he gets that whisper mode, yeah, he's telling you right there, okay, police state. You want to tell me? No, it's not a cop's responsibility to be a psychologist, to be a doctor, to do anything other than be an administrator. Not even supposed to be a soldier. He's there to do nothing but interpret the law at point of contact and issue instruction. His administrator. These aren't supposed to be soldiers with guns. Yeah, the cops are very impersonal. Yeah, there was a day where cops, you know, would walk the beat and get to know everybody on their beat. There used to be a day like that until the police were militarized. Cop doesn't know you from Adam these days because they are impersonal. They're aggressive and impersonal. And that's done for a damn reason. All right? That's the New World Order police state. Saying there's not enough cops. There's enough cops. There's enough cops. I promise you. I live here in Poland, okay? I see a cop car on the road maybe once every 6 months. In America, you're outside, you're going to see, if you see one cop, you're going to see many cops because they travel in packs. You get pulled over for speeding, you can get not one cop car, not two cop cars, but three cop cars parked behind you for one traffic stop. Okay? That's excessive. That is literally a police state. Oh, wow. I don't know. Am I talking to Ether here? You guys should be calling in. Talk about this stuff. Phone lines are open, especially for the second hour. As far as the police involvement, let's go ahead and hit that NYPD clip real quick.
Security is top concern today, and it's ready for possible protests over that possible indictment.
CBS News' Zania Maldonado joins us live from outside Trump Tower in Midtown. And Zania, what precautions is the city taking right now?
Chris and Mary, good morning. Well, barricades have been placed here outside Trump Tower by the NYPD, and we're told a high-level law enforcement has been meeting in New York City to discuss security plans, all in coordination and precaution to any potential protest. New York City law enforcement is bracing for a potential firestorm.
They're a different group that could come in armed. They could come in with explosives. They could come in with Molotov cocktail.
Intelligence sources telling CBS News they're seeing a significant increase in online threats and violent rhetoric related to Trump's possible indictment after the former president urged his supporters on Truth Social to, quote, take our nation back.
We're monitoring comments on social media and the NYPD is doing their normal role of making sure that there's no inappropriate actions in the city.
Barricades have already been placed around criminal court where Trump is likely to appear if charged. If an indictment comes, sources tell us there will be a ring of steel around the courthouse with entrances sealed off and guarded by police.
We want President Trump to know that he has our support. We stand behind him.
It's where the New York Young Republican Club rallied outside Monday.
We want to show that conservatives can still come out in a deep blue city and protest peacefully.
Pace University professor and former NYPD Lieutenant Darren Porter says the department's prep is multifaceted.
The intelligence division is going to look into possibly excessive airline trips into New York City from places where we had co-conspirators that were part of the January 6th offensive.
Sources telling CBS2 the NYPD's Strategic Response Group, which handled the George Floyd protest, is on standby. Also adding that police, along with the MTA and Port Authority, are preparing for the possibility of caravans, intentionally tying up rush hour traffic this week on the city's bridges and tunnels. And we're told law enforcement will continue to monitor for any specific credible threats as the week continues. We're live this morning from Midtown. Zania Maldonado, CBS 2 News.
Zania, thank you. Stay with CBS 2 for the very latest information as we learn more about a possible indictment and preparations for the protests. We'll be following developments all morning here on the air and on our website, cbsnewyork.com.
Yeah, so there goes that whole that whole propagandized listen, I'm so tired of the whole conspiracy theorist. Conservatives are conspiracy theorists and terrorists. Conspiracy theorists and terrorists. Because Trump says protest the illegal actions that are taken against him, because him to be indicted on charges that are 2 years beyond the point of being used past the limitations. Again, more hot garbage. So they want to make it seem like, because they won't let go of the fact that Trump did not organize January 6th insurrection. He did not. But they want to make it, in case something happens there, they got him on record saying, hey, couldn't protest. So now, if anything bad happens there, it's going to be blamed on Trump. And what I see right now happening is the cops or whoever, some liberals, somebody from the CIA or something, they're going to commit some terrorist act, potentially. And it will be blamed on Trump. Courthouse insurrection. It's going to be blamed on Trump. No, you always got somebody from the other side blending into the crowds and causing havoc. This is what I see happening potentially. It's a mess. It's a hot mess. They're going to try to trap Trump in any way humanly possible. But this is going to be your police state, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody who's going to be supporting Trump is automatically going to be put on a watch list. It's automatic.
This is your emergency broadcast system.
Top of the hour break is here. We're going to take that break. Right back.
Domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.